This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Making the world better, one piece of pie at a time. You could say that's the mission behind a project called Pie It Forward. Sarah Fertig says she's on a mission to change the world with the power of pie. Sarah and her boyfriend Chris left their homes in Brighton, packed up their 1999 Silverado, whose name, by the way, is Gracie, and along with their border collie co-pilot, the pair have been crisscrossing the nation, baking pies and handing out free slices. We wondered about this mission and just how one betters the world with pie. So we caught up with Sarah Fertig. Hi, Sarah.
Hi there.
Where are you and Chris making pie these days?
We just completed our 17th event. We're in Oklahoma City this week, and we're going to be leaving Oklahoma later today and heading towards Dallas.
Now, what launched Pie It Forward, which I just love the name. It was Occupy, but I think Pie It Forward is awesome. Why walk away from the lives you had here in Michigan?
Well, we started Pie It Forward in Michigan. We gave away free pie in Ann Arbor last year from July to November. We were out there for 18 weeks. But we loved the project so much that we decided we wanted to take our message on the road to a wider audience.
And the message is?
Be kind, share more, be more generous, and make pie.
And make pie. What is it about pie? Why is it such a catalyst for happiness?
Well, the pie is very iconic, but the pie is a metaphor. I was inspired originally by now Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts by her factory speech, where she said, if you built a factory and you got rich, that's great, but you also had workers that other people educated and roads that other people built and police and firefighters. So you have to pay back into the system that helped create your success. I took her metaphor and I made it about pie so that it was even easier to understand. I baked the pie and I worked really hard on it. But I didn't plant the apple trees, I didn't milk the cow, I didn't churn the butter, I didn't plant the wheat field. So how can I claim that just because I assembled it, it's mine, all mine, and no one else can have any?
And what kind of reaction do you get? Do you set up in a public place and here you and Chris are with a smile and a free slice?
Exactly. People are usually a bit skeptical at first. I guess free food is kind of unusual, no matter what kind of food it is.
True.
But then we generally win over the crowd, and the pie can be gone in anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour.
And what are you learning about people, Sarah Fertig, as you are crisscrossing the country and you're handing out pie with Pie It Forward? What have you learned about people and about living on the road?
Well, we've learned that people from one side of the country to the other are more similar than different. Everybody has the same set of concerns, whether it's city or country, north or south, red state or blue state. Everybody wants a safe place to lay their head at night, wants to make sure their families and their children are taken care of. They want good food. They want companionship. They want friendship and good neighbors and safety. That's a universal, and it's been really cool to see that everywhere we go.
What do you hope that the rest of us will learn from what you and Chris are doing?
Well, what we really want to show people is that sharing and giving is not scary, and that no one is going to wind up in a cardboard box because they, because they shared, whether it's giving a few dollars to a homeless person on the street or setting aside one afternoon a week to volunteer or in whatever capacity people can share. We're just trying to get people over that fear. Our path is pretty extreme, but there are several less extreme options that a person could take.
So, Sarah, as you go across the country, is there one kind of pie over another that gets the best response from people?
Well, I mean, we typically make apple pies the most because that's our specialty and it's the metaphor. But the peach pie that we made in Nashville, those seem to go over really well. And in Memphis, sort of inspired by Elvis, we made a peanut butter cream pie. And I'd never made a cream pie before, but it was apparently really good. The crowd loved it.
Sarah Fertig, on her blog, Pie It Forward, she describes herself as executive weirdo, do-gooder, primary driver, and blogger. Her boyfriend, Chris, recently promoted to vice weirdo, do-gooder, boyfriend, and baking assistant, along with being primary navigator and secondary driver. How long will we be on the road?
We've got about 4 more months to go. We've got events planned every Wednesday and Saturday from now through mid-October.
You can follow their travels as they try to change the world through the power of pie. Just go to Pie It Forward, Pie It Forward, all one word, .wordpress.com. Sarah, happy pieing.
Thank you so much.